Good morning, you're in the zone.
It's Graham.
Hi, Mr. Graham.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things I want to pick your brain about. The first being the music video for Not Your Girl. What's that all about? What are you willing to reveal as a director and writer of that effort?
I describe it as your sort of typical boy and girl lose one another and are sad about it story, except instead of boy and girl, it's two blue aliens from another world.
But they're just milling about our regular world and no one's really too worried about that.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I'd built an entire world around it. But we thought the funniest way to go about it would be just to sort of have them living among humans as though they are humans, although they are not. It just seemed like we could tell the smaller story that we wanted to tell better if everywhere they went, people weren't sort of staring at them in shock and awe. You know, they're not famous. They're not surprising. They're just like you and me, except they're blue aliens. It just seemed like an interesting kind of different way to approach a pretty standard story that's been told, you know, a bazillion times before, both in film and in pop music, and just put a different spin on it and sort of allow people to project onto it maybe a little more naturally than they'd be able to if it was actors sort of putting their own facial expressions into it and what have you. And, you know, Not My Girl, obviously the song, again, it touches on that territory. And we knew that that we wanted me to do the video. So we sort of took that idea and Dave had the idea, okay, it's going to be like two aliens from the Mos Eisley Cantina in Star Wars, you know, let's go with that. And then I sort of took that idea and ran with it.
Yeah, I just think it's a fun, refreshing video and you putting the alien heads on it and people not responding to them, walking around town doing normal things. It just made me concentrate more on their story, actually follow them more clearly.
I like taking the subtleties out of it. I like that, you know, instead of their faces having the complex emotions of a real breakup, they would just slump their shoulders hugely, like a mime or something.
Yeah.
They're so sad. I watched the video and I know the masks aren't changing because I was there and I saw the masks be built and they're in my storage space. I know they don't move, but they look like they're moving. They look like their eyes are changing, whether they're happy or sad or whatever. And it's really something. It's a lot of fun.
You're just going to put those masks in storage. You're not going to sort of, what is it when this is quite macabre. When animals pass and people stuff them, what's that process called again?
Taxidermy.
Yeah, you're not going to fill these with some sort of special, you know, inside jobby that means that they'll hold their shape for years and hang them in your apartment the next time I visit?
Well, we might want to use them again, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there's a sequel.
That's a good point. Okay, well, maybe I'm just thinking for me more than I'm thinking for you.
Well, you know, I'm sure that if we can arrange some kind of financial situation that makes sense, I can get you some taxidermied alien masks. You know, no judgment.
Yeah, let's move on. And now people are wondering what the hell I've got in my cupboard. I haven't got anything freaky deaky like that. To be honest with you, if I had aliens, the last thing I'd be bloody doing is working here, right? If I had access to aliens, I would not be just making a radio show. I'd be, I never really thought about this. So here's the thing.
Well, you'd be making a radio show. It would just be on at 2 a.m. and only crazy people would listen.
Yeah. I saw a bright light earlier. It must mean something. Anyway, so Graham of Tokyo Police Club, let's move on to why on earth you guys just played for 12 hours straight in an art studio or something the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, elaborate, please.
I mean, why do anything, really? I don't know. You're just like, I mean, it was either that or make a fake sex tape and get everybody angry at us, I guess. These are the options available to indie bands now who are looking to self-promote.
Goodness.
We thought the 12 hours would be better, ethically speaking. It really was. You got to do something. And we did a couple tours, and then we knew we had the summer more or less off. And part two of the EP doesn't come until the fall. And so we thought, okay, well, we'd like to do something to sort of stick around, for lack of a better way to put it. And there was a minute when PCH was going to be a single, and then the timing just didn't work out because we want to concentrate on part two of the EP instead. But during that moment, we had this idea, well, let's copy this Nirvana marathon that we did a few years ago with our friends and do it with our own song and see what it turns into. And although the plans for the single faded away, the plans for the human endurance experiment lived on.
So what do you mean you're inspired by Nirvana?
In Toronto, do you guys have Nuit Blanche out there, the all-night art thing?
Not that I know of in this moment, no.
the Coles Notes of it is there's just this event that happens in Toronto and around the world once a year where there's all these public art installations, you know, like the trees will just be lit up and someone will have Chinese lanterns in the park and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And a few years back, some friends of ours in Toronto did a thing where they played Smells Like Teen Spirit over and over and over again for 12 hours overnight. And they had a bunch of bands come out. We went, and, you know, Wade from Alexis on Fire sang it with us. And I played it with, like, Gentleman Reg at one point.
Whoa.
And just that kind of, it was just a goofy, weird night for everybody. And it also ended up being kind of more than that. It was really interesting. It took a song that everyone's heard a million times and, you know, really leaned into that, played the song so much back to back. And you started to hear the song in different ways and experience the song in different ways. And it always kind of stuck in our heads a little bit. So we thought we would try it with our own song.
Well, that's a great idea. So when you were doing PCH, did you sort of, because I noticed that there was one point where you weren't playing with the band and you took a picture and tweeted it and all that stuff. So did you interchange members as well? How was it watching your own band play a song that you wrote and you're not in it?
It was cool and humbling. I mean, as a keyboard player, you know, you're always sort of looking over your shoulder for the machine revolution when the band realizes you just put all your parts on a CD and play along with it and they wouldn't have to pay you anymore.
Yeah.
And so seeing, you know, all these great, excited young people who came to watch and had learned the parts go up there and really play the hell out of them. They really knew them. It was amazing. And of course you're so proud and happy that people are devoted enough to do that. But I also was like, oh man, they could just hire one of these kids. They'd probably work for, you know, way cheaper. I would outsource the band to a bunch of 19-year-old enthusiasts.
Yeah. As opposed to the late 20s, just trying to effing get by, man. Yeah, you can go for this. Yeah. You can go for this tour for a little bit.
Exactly. Okay. You'll appreciate it.
Is there going to be like a video recap for Zoners to go and check out this marathon of playing PCH for 12 hours?
There is. We have, as you can imagine, a great deal of footage to sift through, so I'm not exactly sure what the target date is to release it. But at some point, we'll definitely put up a music video of it.
That's awesome. Well, I just wanted to check in on those two things, really. And also, of course, you're coming back, Alex Gordon Hall, October the 4th. You're bringing the Born Ruffians fellas with you to play there again.
And the Elwins, who played PCH in their own amazing arrangement at the marathon, which is, it's going to be such a good bill. It's going to be a blast.
My goodness, that is going to be a really high-octane bill. That's three crack-a-lack in Toronto bands right there, big time.
And the Alex Gordon Hall, where you and I first met.
Yes, where we first started our Alex Gordon Hallin' and our hoity-toity suit-wearing adventures.
What a joy. Although I suppose we actually met at the Zone earlier that day, but still.
Yeah, that's where it came alive.
Amen. I'll see you in October.
Well, have a great day, man.
You too. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.